This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Saturday Night Live is going to be a little more viewer-friendly next season. NBC Universal announced today it's cut about a third of the ad minutes out of the show, meaning two fewer commercial breaks and a couple more minutes for actual content. Other TV and cable networks are doing the same thing, you know, paring down advertising to try to keep viewers from fleeing to ad-free or subscription-based options. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
NBC is trying to hold on to SNL's ratings and viewers, as those viewers have more options for watching the show not in real time, which increasingly means not with the ads that the show's sponsors have paid for.
It's definitely a move toward recognizing advertising clutter in network television.
Media analyst and author Jack Myers says this is mainly about holding on to desirable younger viewers who are
more likely to view on Hulu, on Amazon, or on iTunes or DVR after the fact. So it's a way of holding the viewers for longer viewing periods. You don't lose them in the commercial breaks.
But fewer commercial breaks means less ad sales for NBC. To make up some of that lost ad revenue, SNL will also push the what's advertising and what's the show envelope. So next season, a few select advertisers will pay to have SNL actors appear in sponsored content, pumping up their products and brands inside the show in a hopefully sort of funny SNL way.
You know, I think it's kind of ironic.
Jonathan Taplin heads up the Annenberg Innovation Lab at USC.
Parodies of advertising have played a large role in SNL, and now SNL will use their characters to actually be in advertising. I mean, they have to be a little careful that they just don't become total sellouts.
SNL has some experience with this. Show characters have previously appeared in standalone ads for Jeep and State Farm Insurance. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.